South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Well, health and wellness is a big theme for us every year, every day. And you've heard him on a radio show here. Tarek Maddox works out NFL players like Frank Gore and Lamar Miller, and he keeps me fit for life. Let him change your life, too. You can become fit for life with Tarek Maddox. Follow him on Twitter at Tarek Maddox or call him at 786-278-5584. You deserve to be fit like me, just as healthy and strong as Frank Gore and Lamar Miller. So call Tarek Maddox today. And now let's talk a little bit about what I see in 2014 and some of the things over the holidays that kind of got my goat. First of all, stop the spam holiday greetings. Stop it. Stop it. I get your stinking emails. Enough with the spam greetings to fill up my mailbox one more time. I don't care how lovely your family looks or how great your business did. If I don't rate a handwritten card, then don't bother. Now, one thing that we've seen in Miami and other urban areas across the country, and I think it's going to continue to get worse, is traffic. I'm not talking about the kind of traffic that you just run into and is, you know, the guy stopped on the side and it goes. I'm talking about the head banging, mind numbing traffic that doesn't go anywhere for 10, 15, 20 minutes, a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour. We're going to see more of that. We're going to see more of that here in South Florida because the planners don't care. There's no place to build a new road. And even if they did, what would they really do? They're going to double deck these roads? Ain't going to happen. So where I've seen the Biscayne Boulevard wait at a stoplight in front of my house go from nobody waiting to one light to now two lights, it's ridiculous. I see all the people out there angling and doing their favorite move to get around the light or around the line or get in front of the line. Listen, it ain't going to help. Sit there, relax, do not get on the phone. Just sit there and relax. Listen to the radio. Because if you get on the phone, then you're just like every other moron climbing up my back on the street. On the phone, look, isn't it true? You on the roads right now, look at the guy that's going real slow behind you, or the person that's coming up real fast behind you, or the person that's going slow in front of you, rather. 9 out of 10 times, that person's on the phone. Hey, if you can't afford a hands-free, don't talk on the phone. You're endangering everybody's lives. And don't you value your life? I mean, let's face it. You hear me later on in the show. This ain't for practice. You only got one life. So don't spend it talking on the phone and the car phone. And oh, by the way, if we're at a meeting, don't spend your time talking on your phone or looking at your smartphone while we're at a meeting. Be present. It's one of the things that really, really bothers me. Now, stocks, there's no way stocks are going up another 25% this year. They went up 25% last year. Ain't going to happen again this year. So if you're smart, you'll take what benefits you have from that run-up and start rebalancing your portfolio. I'm not a certified financial planner. I'm just a guy who knows what's smart. And your portfolio should be continuously balanced, not outweighed because it went up in a certain sector. Pull your money out, move it around, rebalance your portfolio, protect yourself, because you don't want to be caught like you were in the 2008 when you had all your money in your house and you got creamed. Woo, I'm rolling. Now I see why George wants me to have my own one-hour show every week. High five to you, George. Here's practice. I hope you're enjoying it. The increase in economic activity, well, that's great, but that's going to increase interest rates. You already saw, you heard the economist, you heard Casey talking about how rates are going to go up. Rates are going to go up because there's demand for capital, finally. Rates are going up because there's demand for capital. So rates are going to go up as the Fed tries to squeeze some of that capital out of our market. And what are you going to see? You're going to see it's tougher to get loans. It's tougher to get the loan amount you want. It's rigorous. It's insane. The last time you went in the market for a loan and you got it real easy, ain't going to happen this time. You're not going to get 72 banks knocking on your door unless you're absolutely pristine. And oh, by the way, if you're absolutely pristine, your banker already knocked on your door. Now, gas prices should remain flat, even though the economic increase is going to come. Maybe they'll go up a little, but they ain't going to go insane. Why? Because the United States is about to become the number one gas exporter in the world. Write that down. Can you even believe that? And how about the change that that's going to have and the impact that that's having on geopolitical issues in the Middle East? I mean, you know, Russia thought that they could do anything because they were a big oil producer. Well, hey, they can't do anything to us. We got our own oil here. Middle East, we used to have to kowtow to the Middle Eastern oil producers. Not anymore. Not anymore. I hope that that means that we'll take a very, very independent course and do what's right for a change, not just prop up a bunch of people that don't know what's going on out there. Now, government gridlock. Government gridlock, is that going to change? It changed a little bit. They got that one-year debt deal that got them past the summer midterm elections. But it's going to be a war out there. As the people go to the elections, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to happen. How much time do I have? Oh, I'm rocking. I don't have enough time. George, I do need a one-hour show. I got an hour's worth of stuff right here. So, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go through and go to sort of like the end of what I wanted to talk about. And people, what does that mean? That means stop talking in the parking garage. It's a smoke-free building. That includes the parking garage. I got nowhere to go if you're smoking at the front door in a parking garage. And there ain't no wind to blow it around. Hey, stop driving. We talked about it. With your hands and your phones, use hands-free. Hey, bikers, smarten up. The reason that people are beeping you is because you're riding in the middle of the street on rush hour, man. If it's rush hour, don't drive on a main street. Use a little bit of your head there. So come on, folks, get a clue. Now, what do I want to do? I got a minute left now? Minute left. All right.